Yeah, Mobile.
Charlie, Echo, Papa Jack. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Jenner.
For 4 or Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot?
For 4. This is Chandler, Kilo 4, WWP, good morning.
Andrew, KO4 CES, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot.
My apologies.
Guys, none at all.
Morning.
Good, it's hump day, so that's a good thing. I'm on my way to work now, and I go to work for a few hours, and then I got a little doctor's appointment, and then I'll probably be back home, so hopefully everything will be good today.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. So I'm gonna move my breakfast here. I gotta get hit the road and get to work myself. I heard you call when I was in the kitchen fixing my food, and I wanted to respond to you. So, just tell us more WWP. I'll be clear on the final, but stay safe today. There's a chance that we could have some tornadoes, hail, and some wind, as well as heavy rain.
Safe right out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll talk at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
AFW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Happy hump day.
I'm ready for it.
On time today, what happened?
Things right, which is get the coffee maker set up, you know, before bed, so it would go off this morning on its own. Let the dogs out, but man, when it's wet outside, this dog, boy, he's a pain in the butt. He wants to lick everything and drink water from everywhere, so I had to go outside and chase him down a couple times just to get him to go to the bathroom.
She just tells me she wants to go out, I let her out, and then when she wants to come in, she barks at the door.
Mine did that, but they're not there. my oldest pug, he's hard-headed, he's a pain in the butt. But yeah, when it's wet outside, all he wants to do is go outside and go lick water.
Didn't use the restroom, he'd have to hold it until I got back home that same evening.
That's the way mine are, which is not normal for them. I got home yesterday, had to clean up a mess. My French bulldog, she ended up going in her crate. You know, fine. 13 hours in a crate. A long time. She's not used to it, but still suck to do when I got home. I'll try out single side bed last night. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
But considering the conditions that we're using, where he's trying to go through all the mountains to get a signal to me, it actually turned out, I mean, I could hear him calling and he could hear me. I don't know that we could have had a conversation, but I could definitely hear him in there and hear my call sign and his call sign. And what's weird is I could hear other people talking. You know, it was really weird, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. So I thought I was just going crazy. And Patrick said he could hear other people as well.
11 meters.
It's hard to describe. You know, somehow in the fuzz, the white noise, you kind of feel like you hear voices. And that's what I was hearing. Couldn't make out any words. I couldn't hear what they were saying or anything. It was just the sound of a human voice. But then it was so low, I felt like I was just imagining things.
A lot better when there ain't a bunch of storms around.
Plus, and now it makes me want to beam myself. That way I can tune the signal in a little better.
Debating on what kind of antenna I want. If I want some kind of beam that I can, you know, just adjust there at the house and leave up. Or do I want something that I can take down and take with me? And still trying to decide. I looked at that ATAS from Yaesu. an app, but I just got to figure out how you have to control it and tune it.
Interesting one you might want to consider since you like working DX. What about a DX Commander? DX Commander. I think that's what it is. You know, he's got the videos. He's over in England, but I was watching KM9G last night, and he was working on his, and it hit me because it's just a fiberglass pole, and then it has rings on it every so often, and you just run the cables up and down the length of the pole, and each cable has its set length. And I don't know what all bands it'll do, but I can't imagine a fiberglass pole, the brackets, the wire, and the base that you hook everything to would be too terribly expensive.
Commander?
I'm positive, almost positive, that's what they're called. I mean, I considered one, but then I ended up throwing up wires, but it's a complete vertical antenna. I, you know, I'm sure you'll have to put down some radials because it's a vertical, so, but, you know, that's not too terribly bad if you do it and put down some yard staples, kind of hold the radials down till the grass grows over it. I don't think you'd have any issues.
Into it, because I don't have any ground radials or anything on the current antenna.
Well, you would want you definitely want ground radios. I was watching last night, most of the bands seems fairly flat across your normal bands. So I mean, I don't know that you'd have to tune it much at all.
I'm in that mode where, you know, do I want something like that? The one that you showed me that Patrick has, but that, you know, you gotta. It's kind of like the Wolf River. You got to adjust it every time you change the band. But I could take it with me.
Yeah, that's the downside. You know, I have to take mine, put it up, put the radials down, which are, you know, they're not hard to do. Those you just lay on the ground because you're kind of portable. But, and then you adjust it using a little ruler that it comes with. And then you just go to your radio, check the SWR. May have to tune it a little bit, you know, slide it up and down, but other than that, it's fine. The downside would suck is if you decide to get on the radio and, you know, the last time you used the antenna, you were on 40 and you wanted to go to 20, you got to go walk outside and adjust it to get it in the right spot. So that would probably be the one downside for using it in the house. That's a different mount. I don't have that tripod. Mine's got a smaller tripod. So probably off that one, you're probably talking maybe 9 foot to the tip of the flexible antenna. But the base unit will be right there at your probably chest high.
Before put it in the house.
I mean, unless you got a pretty decent attic size, you probably could. You still have to lay some radials down so it'll radiate good, but I mean, I guess you probably could make it work. I mean, the tip of the antenna is fairly flexible, and the coil is what makes the SWR what it is.
Into it. Like I said, I still haven't decided yet. So I was liking that octopus with the 8 hamsticks on it. You could, you know, if I was going somewhere, so I'd unscrew one off of it and take it with you.
Yeah, I know Dave Kassler. I haven't watched it yet, but he put out a video a day or two ago talking about what an octopus is. And I don't know if he said they were good or bad or not. I don't know, but it might be worth watching.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute. KN4 TFW.
Standing by. L4WWZ, listen.
WWZ, go ahead.
L4CF. L4WWZ. I'm wondering where Patrick's at this morning. Say, I'm going to say that he usually is on by now.
I can't remember if Wednesday's one of his earlier days or not.
Okay, well, I'll be on the side, and I'll holler at you guys some more when I get the book.
KO4, see ya.
W Mobile.
There you go, so I don't know what it'll be in dollars. I assume they ship here, but the DX Commander Classic plus 80 meters is 249 pounds.
Got what the conversion is. It can't be much, so I think it's pretty close to even. I mean, so I just pulled in the gas station, and they got 20 pumps, and about half of them are bagged up. 0.3 gallons.
I'm trying to find it on the website. So I think it's $30 to ship it to the U.S. from England. So you pay what, 270, 270 pounds? I don't know what the conversion is. I'll have to find out.
Got it. It'd just be a, you know what I mean, a non-directional. You know, it'd just be a universal direction, and that I'm almost thinking I'd like to have something that was directional where I could pick up a, you know, a few other stations if I was beaming the right way.
That's the downside and the plus side. So, you know, you get the directionality out of it and you can aim it a certain way, or you can flip it and go the reverse direction, you know, go the long path. So that's a plus. The downside is how much freaking room a 20 or 40 meter beam takes up. That's the only downside.
Station in there. Let's give them a minute to jump in.
KO4 HKX Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. Well, we're doing a bunch of doubles there. KN4 TFW.
Yes, somebody was. They only got one with me.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning,
WWC.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ken. Putting you in antenna, is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to have those trees cut down in the backyard if it just ain't an ungodly price. And then that'll take away, you know, one end of my mount for my antenna, so I'll have to come up with something.
Put you a mast up, an antenna mast.
Something.
End up doing a beam, I wouldn't mind one that does 6 and 2 meters, because, you know, 6 is, you did do pretty good with directionality on that one, too.
Tell them about our experiment last night.
I told him a little bit. I told him my side of the story. But, yeah, I told him how it went.
That propagation mast for 2 meter single sideband, and that, especially, you know, sometimes it goes from Texas to Florida.
I don't, Ken made it. I don't know who the other station was.
I was just saying, it's pretty amazing that we could talk at all through all that dirt.
Yesterday was the signal bouncing off the mountain, but because Patrick would actually turn his antenna almost away from me to pick me up. So that's what we were trying to figure out. Like, could the signal bounce off of the mountains into the antenna, and that's what allows him to pick up everything.
Stations on the other side of the U.S. and that they were using the beam. And I, you know, I had the one guy, he's like, ooh, on the back of the beam. And that, he had to turn his beam 180 degrees to pull me in. But, I mean, I was like a 5'7 on the back of the beam.
Better out. Neither one of us are experts, so.
That group, man, I just piddle. It either works or it don't.
How I was going, I'm just spinning around until I can hear it the best, and that's where I go for it.
About a hex beam?
The arms are kind of like, they're kind of like bent up in the air. It looks like a big old cobweb.
supposed to be directional. I'm standing it right. I don't know. I'm trying to look now real quick before I gotta head in.
Okay, it won't matter if you're a little bit late.
Come on it. Hex beam is a type of directional antenna. I'll be trying to get 40 or something, 40 or 80 on it. God, here's the MFJ 1848. $809 on MFJ's website for a hex beam 8 band. It gives you 40 through 6. And, God, I mean, it's every band from 40 all the way down to 6. But I don't know if it would do 80 or if you'd have to tune it or what. Leave you with it. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll talk to you this afternoon. Other than that, y'all be good. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, have a good day. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4ATX.
73, Andrew. I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
And where'd Chandler go?
He was in the house. He ain't made it to his truck yet, or his vehicle yet, anyway.
Just heard him in there, and then I didn't hear him again.
The MFJ octopus. A connector at the top that'll take 8 ham sticks. Like if you're, you know, and each band is one across from each other, so you can get 4 bands out of it, and you tune them like that. So basically, I guess it's, what, a dipole?
I really have no clue on that.
Kind of semi-directional, you know what I mean? You could turn it where you were, you know, pointing north and south or east and west or something like that on each one.
All I can tell you is go to YouTube and see what you can find out. Last night was pretty impressive that Andrew and I could talk to each other on 2 meter single sideband.
What can be done if you just try, right?
I think that's a lot of why 10 meter is open to people try.
When there's a contest, for sure.
I see Jeff's signal on 2 meter, trying to tune him in.
Switch over to the other repeater?
Probably so.
KN4 TFW, clear.
KO4 ATX, clear.
Regular WC normal.